Hey girl, it's Emily. I'm so excited to be celebrating 400,000 downloads of Habit Hack Your Health, and I'm celebrating with you. So, our signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, our quarter audio masterclasses, my one-on-one clients, and the guests that you all and I have personally learned from over these past few years has started a movement focused on why women have to do habits differently. And it's building confidence from the inside out for you and the other habit hackers in our community. I want to be able to reach more women in our movement, and that's where I need your help. To celebrate 400,000 downloads, I want to give away my signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, paired with a one-on-one coaching call. Now, the way we're going to do this is to leave a review. The more reviews that we receive of the show, the more women it will reach. So let's celebrate and do this giveaway. To enter, I just need you to leave a written review in iTunes and screenshot it. Share your review on Instagram on your stories and tag me at EmilyNichols22. Or if social media isn't your thing, please email it to me at hello@emily-nichols.com. It's all linked in the show notes. This is all well worth over $1,000, totally for free if you win. This will make a huge impact on your healthy habits sticking and you finally stop dieting, but you also get to help us make an impact on more women by helping to bring more of them to the podcast. So this starts April 23rd, and the contest ends Sunday, the 28th. Go leave your review right now while you're listening. It literally takes just 1 minute to write it out and what you love about the show. I'll even encourage you to make this a habit to do for other shows that you love as well. So thanks for hanging with me for 400,000 downloads, and here's to many, many, many more together. Good luck entering the giveaway. Let's get into the show. Hey girl, are your healthy habits all over the place or non-existent? Do you wish you could find true food freedom, move your body for joy, and really just talk a little nicer to yourself? If you have tried to habit hack your health, but the strategies you've tried just haven't worked for you in your busy lifestyle, then this podcast is for you. Hey, I'm Emily Nichols, habit and fitness coach, behavior change specialist, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. Hey, I'm here to tell you there is an easier way than what we've been taught about our health and our habits. How do I know? Well, because I've transformed my own life through habit hacking, and now my family gets the best of me, and I now help my clients do the same. I'm now going to teach you how to create healthy habits in less time, guilt-free for all seasons of your life. It's not your fault your habits haven't worked, my friend. We just have to do them differently. So, are you ready to feel empowered and transform your habits and life? Then let's do this. Hey friend, I'm so glad you're here. Welcome back to Habit Hack Your Health. I'm super excited because over the next few weeks, I'll be sharing our top three episodes of the year. And I do this every year just for my own research. I'll take a look and see what some of the most popular episodes are because that gives me a little clue as far as, okay, these are popular episodes because maybe this is a particular challenge that you're having around your food freedom mindset or movement habits, or this habit hacking tool was something that you feel like you could really benefit from that, right? And I take that into consideration with other episodes, with how I infuse that within my signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course. And it's just really cool to see like what the top three were. But spoiler alert, all three of the top three episodes were Habit Hack Thursday episodes, which you have told me before. You love these short episodes. They're like, you're in and out, quick tip, ready to go. So I love that so much. So the next few weeks, with the exception of Christmas Day, I won't post an episode that day. I'll post it later in the week. I'll share these top three episodes. I'll still give you your quick Habit Hack Thursday episodes throughout the rest of December as well. So today's episode is from September, and chatting about how to change your mindset around time. So you'll hear me chatting about the Habit Hacking Masterclass Time Edition that we launched for the first time, and it was super successful. We had such great feedback. It was so fun collaborating with former podcast guests to give you this masterclass focused around actual tangible habit hacks and strategies that you can use to make more time for yourself. You can get the masterclass at bit.ly/habithackyourtime. I'll include that in the show notes as well. It's an audio course only with 6 of the best time habit hacking experts. And spoiler alert, there is a new masterclass coming in January. It's already been recorded with another round of 5 experts, but this time it will be a focus on food freedom. So look for more details in the new year. Now, back to today's episode. I'm not surprised this was one of our top episodes. This was actually the top episode because we really don't think we have enough time. We as women have to do habits differently, and we have to view our time as precious and stop giving it away to everyone and to make our health part of our day and see it as giving ourselves back time, because it's going to give you back more energy when you are creating healthy habits for yourself. But I know it's hard to take action. You'll hear me also reference my habit hacking system that I teach inside of the pod course, where we actually habit hack specific challenges around your food freedom mindset and movement habits. That is always linked in the show notes for you to grab at any time. You get lifetime access to it. I'm actually re-recording and tweaking a few of the episodes in the way I explain the system in January. So you can get it now, get it before I make the updates, and be able to absorb that information. Okay, so enjoy the first of the 3 top episodes of the year. Again, this is from September, where we addressed 5 questions to ask yourself to change your mindset around time. Hey gang, welcome to Habit Hack Thursday. I'm so happy you're here. I love these episodes. I know you love them too, because they're short, they're sweet, they're to the point. I know you don't have a lot of time, and that's why I created this. Okay, so speaking of time, today we're focused around our mindset. I'm going to have 5 questions to ask yourself to change your mindset around time. You like that segue into there? Time is really at the forefront of my mind since we launched the Habit Hacking Masterclass Time Edition this week. If you didn't hear, I have been working busy bee behind the scenes, working with 5 of the best time experts like ever, who are going to give you the very best time strategies with you in mind, really thinking about my Atomic Habits for Women philosophy, and that we have to do habits differently. And I know for me and you and everyone who listens to this show and the ladies who are contributing to this masterclass, one of the biggest challenges we hear from you all is, I don't have time. I just do not have time to take care of myself, or when time just feels like it has slipped away, the first thing to go is making time for yourself and your own health. So this is a private podcast series with just myself and 5 other experts. I did it in a private podcast series, and it's totally free for you to listen to, because it's super streamlined. It's like the best time advice and strategy out there, but it's easy to listen to. So you can listen to it while you're driving your kids all the places, washing dishes, folding the laundry, all the things. I know you don't have a lot of time to sit down and like dig into a course, so this is why we created this. And I've been trying to think of ways to better serve you, and I feel like this is it, because these are the best of the best, and it's an easy way for you to listen. So go to habithackingmasterclass.com. It's linked in the show notes for you as well. If you're driving later on, you can click on the link. Go get it. It's completely free. Completely free, but only until the 24th. So go listen. It'll give you time to re-listen. Maybe listening a second time gives you you're in a different zone. You hear something a little bit differently. I want you to walk away with this with some strategies to help you start making time for yourself. So we have some other surprises coming later this month as well. But in the meantime, go grab the Habit Hacking Masterclass Time Edition before it's gone on the 24th. So today we are going to be talking about habit hacking our mindset on time. Because how many times have you heard yourself saying, I know I have, I don't have enough time, or that you'll never find time for your healthy habits. I wish I had more time. I just don't have the time. We've all done it. And I get it. Life feels so chaotic, and it does feel like there are never enough hours in the day. And the grind before work and after work is just not, it's so demanding, right? It's so demanding at times, right? You're trying to do all the things to get you set up for the most awesome day. You're trying to have some type of morning routine that doesn't feel chaotic. Get your kids off to the bus. You know, you're throwing granola bars at them. You're getting your laptop ready to go to work. You do all the things at work, and then you come home. You're throwing granola bars at them again as you're taking them to this practice and that practice. And you're like, oh my gosh, I just laid my head on my pillow and I did nothing for myself today. It's a lot of times our time is really dictated by other people's schedules, where you need to be. You're organizing your little people's lives, right? And you especially are feeling the chaos, the invisible load that comes with that. And the first thing to go is our own health. We don't have time. We just don't have time. But women have to do habits differently, and a lot of times it does start with our mindset around time, okay? We need to stop saying, I don't have time. Maybe say, you know, health is just not a priority to me. Yeah, that kind of changes your perspective on it a little bit too, right? I wanted to give you a few questions to ask yourself where you can do a little self-reflection on how you view your time, okay? And give you a habit loop at the end for when you are feeling the chaos and that you don't have enough time to sit back and reflect, okay? So let's talk about five questions to ask yourself when you're feeling like you don't have enough time. Number one, I kind of already alluded to this. Ask yourself, is your health really a priority? And my friend, some tough love. It should be. It absolutely should be. And I'm not talking about working out to the max and restricting all your calories, but rather healthy habits to give you energy and to get you through the day. Like, how energetic do you feel if you go for a 10-minute walk and you sit down and you bang out a bunch of emails in your inbox, right? Versus if you were just sitting there feeling sluggish and you find yourself scrolling your phone. Like, think of it that way. Like, how is taking care of yourself going to give you more energy to do the things you need to do? Number two, are there a lot of time wasters in your day? Oh, more than likely there are, my friend. It's time to investigate and find out the data. This is the first step in my habit hacking system in my signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator. We have to sit back and find the data, saying like, oh, I don't have time. Like, well, it's okay. Well, let's do like a time inventory. I have a time inventory tracker in the shop. There's a digital one. There's a printable one for you to inventory where all your time is going. More than likely, you're going to find a lot of time wasters, okay? And we'll be talking about this more on next week's episode on how to actually use a time inventory tracker as well. Number three, are you making it bigger than what it needs to be? Ooh, think tiny. Think 1% more instead of all or nothing, right? This is part of habit hacking, right? Making it so tiny that it will add up big time over time if you stay consistent. And I know that sounds counterintuitive because I know you want to do all the things, but let me ask you, how's that working out for you? I'm like, girl, can't tell you how many times I started out on Monday with a 10-step list of what I'm going to do to take care of myself, and it's not going to happen. It will not. We're busy. That's why women have to do habits differently. This is why we have Habit Hack Your Health, my friend. Number four, how are you organizing your life? Ooh, if you feel like you're being like very forgetful or you're just flying by the seat of your pants every day, right? Maybe you forgot about an appointment. You forgot to pick your kid up from school. We've all been there. Send you a big hug and some grace, right? It's time to use some type of planner. Do some weekly planning. We are big believers in Sunday planning in the Mindset Habits Accelerator and our community. Every Sunday, I'm like, hey girls, are you doing your Sunday planning? I personally do, because I have to know what is coming up for the week to help me feel more in control and not so chaotic. I use a paper planner and I use my Google Calendar for a couple of different routine blocking methods to really organize my day and feel productive but not chaotic. And then five, do you have any boundaries?
Ugh, do you have any boundaries? Do you just say yes to everyone and everything? I found myself doing this last night. My son, bless his heart, he has such a big social calendar, and we had dropped him off at a friend's house, and he asked me to come pick him up and take him somewhere else, and then an hour and a half later, I'd have to pick him up again. So it was a lot of drive time for me, and I'm so quick to say yes because I'm like, oh, I don't want him to miss out on hanging out with this guy or this group of friends. And after I told him yes, I called him back, and I was like, hey, no. That is just too much, like, feeling like I was being taken advantage of because he knows I always say yes. I was like, that's too much drive time. It's a school night. Why don't you just stay put where you're at for the next couple hours, and I'll just come pick you up there. And he was like, okay, yeah, totally get it, Mom. I understand. And I felt like bad at first saying yes because I was like, ugh, this doesn't feel good. But saying no and him being like, okay, Mom, I totally get it. Like, I'm like, okay, I just showed him how to set a healthy boundary and it's okay to say no. And, you know, even this with social situations too. I have always been the person to have FOMO, like fear of missing out, right? But as I've gotten older and as my life has gotten a little busier, you know, as my kids have gotten older, I feel like my life is busier because there's the sports, there's all the social things, there's this, there's that. A lot of driving them around too, which I love the one-on-one conversations that happen in the car. I've been experiencing more JOMO, right? The joy of missing out. I feel like we need to do a podcast episode on this. Maybe I already have, but we need to investigate this more, right? It's the joy of missing out because you're giving yourself back that time, okay? So those are some questions to ask yourself if you need to rewind this episode and listen to it again. Get a pen and paper, journal about it. I think it's a really good idea. So let's habit hack this together with a habit loop. So if you're like, what is a habit loop? This is like the nitty gritty juicy habit strategies, okay? I have over 60 habit loops in my accelerator program around food freedom, mindset, and movement to help you customize some habit hacks to actually have a plan, right? It's one thing to be like, oh, yes, I'm going to, you know, do my Sunday planning. It's another thing to like habit hack it and actually make it work and take action. So we're talking about mindset this week on this week's Habit Hack Thursday. So we're going to talk about this from a mindset perspective. So instead of saying, I don't have time, there is no time. You're just too dang busy. Use this habit loop instead. So the cue is you find yourself saying, I'm too busy. I'm just too dang busy. The routine is use a self-affirmation instead. So some examples. I manage my time effectively, leaving room for both responsibilities and self-care activities. Another one. I release the belief that I'm always short on time and embrace the abundance of time available to me. Next, I have the power to prioritize my time and use it wisely for my well-being. Or time is a resource, and I choose to invest it in activities that nourish my body, mind, and soul. You can write these down, set it as a visual cue in your office, in your car. So when you're finding, even you're just spiraling and thinking these thoughts, you can have this to look at and say it out loud. Even record yourself saying it. Now, if that's a little too woo-woo for you, you can also go back to what I mentioned at the beginning of the episode. When you're saying, I'm just too busy, reframe it and say, I don't want to make health a priority for myself. That feels icky, right? That's not true. That's why I created this whole system. It's because we want to take care of ourselves. We just got to figure out how. And sometimes it's our own mindset and our own view on time that is holding us back. The reward on the other side is like, I feel like I do have time. And you learn to make those pockets of time work in your life by making it super small, habit hacking it, and being consistent with these tiny habits over time. I hope today was super helpful for you. I get it. We are all so busy, and there's some days that things just don't go according to plan, and that's okay. We just can't let that happen over and over and over again, because that becomes a habit of chaos and a habit of not taking yourself. And that's when we finally reach that boiling point. And my friend, I don't want you to reach that. I want you to come to your family, to your work, to your relationships with a full cup of abundance. You're overflowing and they're getting the very best of you. And time is one of your most precious commodities. So let's spend it wisely and take the few minutes a day to take care of yourself, because my friend, everyone around you will win. Yay! Okay, so go check out the Habit Hacking Masterclass. Time Edition is available until the 24th, completely free. I'm so grateful to these ladies for their contributions. I loved listening back to the episodes. Like, I probably listened back 3 times already. I might listen a 4th time because I feel like I hear something different every time. Let me know how you love it. Connect with me on Instagram at EmilyNichols22. You can also connect with each of the ladies in the show notes of the Habit Hacking Masterclass as well. All right, gang, we'll catch up with you next week.
Hey girl, real quick before you go, did you know I have a secret podcast where I talk all about why most habit strategies don't work for us women? Spoiler alert, it's not our fault. Visit bit.ly/atomichabitsforwomen. It's linked in the show notes to access my secret podcast series and have your biggest aha moment about why and how women have to do habits differently. And if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can find the show. Love and appreciate you, friend. We'll see you next time.